has spun me around. My big old heart has been ripped right out. Summer is coming, it's time to smile. Still waters of pure honesty. Summer is coming, it's time to smile.
Flowers for the city. Thank you. got himself a big job here tonight. I'm feeling really good.
Dreaming of mercy. you. Here I am with this old guitar, doing what I do. I always expected that you would see me through. I never believed in much, but I believed in you.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Good morning, Vancouver.
All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm Jason Paulette.
And my name is Mark Farabee.
Yeah, we're just gonna chill in the studio today, play some nice morning tracks for you.
Yep, don't have a whole lot going on this morning. We don't have any guests, but we're here, and we're really special.
Yeah, we're special enough. We're the special guests for you today. I'm just gonna play some mellow music and enjoy the sun that is coming in out in the city here.
Mm-hmm.
And let you know about some shows that are coming up in the city and the general stuff like that. Speaking of shows, Mark, congratulations on the play that you're in.
Well, thank you.
Yes, a chorus of disapproval for all you theater lovers. Head out to Deep Cove, where you can watch our very own Mark Farabee be the swinging man that he is. For real, it's a great show. Good musical comedy that Mark's in. Got to check out the other day, and if you want to see some snazzy clothes on this fella, you should check out the show down at down Deep Cove. What's the name of that theater, Mark?
It's called the Deep Cove. Or the Shaw Theater. The theater company is called the Deep Cove Stage. And, yes, this show is running. It's running tonight, tomorrow, and then all next week running Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and closing night is Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well worth checking out.
Yes, good fun. Go to Deep Cove, have yourself a honey's donut or a nice pasta at the Arms Reach Bistro, and go check out some theater.
It is definitely a date movie. Mm. A date play.
Yes. It's a theater. It's live theater. Yes. Okay.
You not only look classy for your love, and you'll have some culture, but it's kind of a sexy piece.
Mm. Yes. And then you can make sweet, sweet love with your date in the Panorama Park.
Yes. Yes, you can do that, sure. You know. Also, yeah, the No Means No concert show last night was at the Biltmore. So I want to thank Dean Belder for going out to review that show for the Van Music Crew. If you are a big No Means No fan and you got to go check out the show yesterday, congrats. If you missed it, you can check out the review on vanmusic.ca. Also, Dean is the new correspondent for Van Music. He has a record review for their new EP up on there, and a phone interview that he did with John Wright from No Means No, and I believe it was a phone interview, and from what I remember on his Facebook status, he did that interview without wearing pants.
Wow.
You know, when you're working from home, you know, you can pretty much wear whatever you want.
That's true.
I don't think there's photos with that interview, though, so don't worry about it. Just give it a read, check out what John Wright has to say, And yeah, that's on vanmusic.ca.
Good old Dean's been working pretty hard on his musical reviews, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. There's actually a few new correspondents on Van Music. A couple international ones through Oswaldo Perez, who hosts the morning after show here on CITR. And yeah, and Dean, who has been working his butt off for Van Music, getting into shows all over the place and spreading his words around. He's fantastic.
While wearing his pants most of the time.
Well, when he leaves the house, we tend to remind him to put those on. Not always. Sometimes it's funny when he strolls onto the bus without pants.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess we should backtrack a little bit here and let you know what we started this fine morning off with. Fine morning indeed. I just kind of want to go to the beach after this.
Yes.
Or back to bed, but beach would be nice. We started off with a little Xavier Rudd off of his latest album, Kun Yum Sun. That was Time to Smile. We also heard a little Dr. Dog, and man, oh man, I cannot stop listening to this album. It's, you know, everybody's into something else, but this is what I'm into right now. This is Dr. Dog off of their latest Shame Shame song is called Where'd All the Time Go, and I just might play another track off of this in a bit. We also heard a Fat If You Had Fatty and the Roaches off of Stanley. That was Chinese Guy, and I would still love to see this band play, but I don't know if, I mean, they're a local band. I have not, they have a website, they have a MySpace, but I haven't seen
any. And an album, which sits in your hand.
Yes, and it's a pretty new album. I think this was released back in, was it November or something like that. Anyways, it's a great album, great band, but man, I got to get out and play me a show, because I got to see them. I got to see them, man.
You want to buy some old Chinese Guy beer at a Fatty Fatty and the Roaches show?
I would love to. Yeah, and then we moved on to another fresh album. This is Jonas Chandel out of Headwater, North Vancouver kid. He just put out a little solo project. It's got 7 tracks on it. And we heard Mercy Street, Peter Gabriel cover. And man, this one I'm going to play another track off of too, because it sounds really
freaking good. Yeah, I'd love to hear some of the, I'd like to hear one of the originals off of there.
Yeah.
It's a great cover.
Yes.
Headwater's a fantastic band. And
well, it's not even Headwater.
No, I know, it's just Jonas, but the sound is...
although...
You know, I haven't heard anything off that album except what you just played, so I'm looking forward to...
Yeah, although, I mean, Tim Tweedale from Headwater and Matt Bryant, they're both on it.
Yeah, I know, they mixed it up. Matt's doing some fiddle in one of those tracks.
Yeah, some mandolin, yeah.
Some mandolin, yes.
Yeah, but sounds really, really good, and I'm really happy I managed to get a copy of it so that I could play it right here on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver.
Just love plugging the stage. I love CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I could do that all day in my deep, sexy voice. We also moved on to a little bit of Neil Young. This was off of Dreamin' Man Live from 92. This is a newer release, but I guess the recording is from 92. That was a little Hank to Hendrix. It's pretty great tune. We also heard a little bit of... Oh no, that's all we did here.
Oh, you were about to release the upcoming.
Yeah,
we're going to hear next.
Exactly.
It's a surprise.
Stay tuned.
Okay. What we are going to move on to is a little bit of Christian Meazy and the Sirens. A fellow that we had in, was it 2-3 weeks ago?
Yes, right here live in studio.
Yeah. And I've still been in contact with them, and we're going to try and do a telephone interview and kind of update the folks on how their travels have been going, because they're. If you were listening a few weeks ago, they were bought a school bus. They just came into Vancouver a week before we had them on the radio station, and they bought a school bus, and they're touring across Canada and going to different festivals and stuff like that. So anyways, we're going to do a little phone interview with them, hopefully for next Friday, and get a little update on how their trip's going. So
nice.
Yeah, it should be kind of fun. So anyways, we're going to move on to a track off of their latest called Beautiful World. The track is called Mama, Not Gonna Let It. It's Christian Meazy and the Sirens on Friday Sunrise on
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Too young to tell. Is my faith within this place still justified? 'Cause my friends all think the world has gone to hell. Any loss of faith still gets them through the night. Guess sometimes it gets so I consider changing sides. And apathetic eyes in the anthems of the poor and beaten down. There's a sadness sitting somewhere between the lines, and it's falling on deaf ears and blinded eyes. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No.
am I just too old to learn? I'll see things to a non-suspicious eye. Cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it. Ooh, yeah, yeah, it surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
Dancing, it's confusing when in love, it's defining when you're lonely. It's all that crazy stuff.
To say, in spite of this, there was rare beef. I said, rude boy, why you lying about everything you say? You bumper car, pussy hole, everything's okay. He said, dickhead, why you trying to put me in my place? I never said a single word. You judge me by my face. He said, these flowers are for my girlfriend. It's our anniversary. 2 years, 6 months, and kids, we've got three. And then he said, and then he said, And then he said, and then he said, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I said, rude boy, I am sorry I ever said those words. I shook his hand and said my name. He showed me back at his birth. He said, Johnny is what you call me when you are my mate. We hung out for a bit, drinking and chatting shit. Now I say, now I say, and now I say, and now I say, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Well, Johnny walked into a bullet just the other day. It's safe to say, in spite of this, never was okay. He left Becca on her own in the haberdashery. £4 in the bank, in her hands, not a thing. Now she says, and now she says, and now she says,
now I say, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
It's not not because his mind had made up. Just under the old spell, finally figured it out. Running the wrong way, missing the sun.
got you now. All pale and blue, I'm driving along to get to you. You had the words, you had the charm, even had flowers tucked under your arm.
Thank you. The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah. No. Well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer. Okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Good morning.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Good morning, Vancouver. It's a beautiful day out there. Time to roll your bones out of bed and get that weekend started.
Yes, indeedy.
And day two of the Canada Day celebrations. If you're just getting over that Canada Day hangover, then perhaps it's time to call into work sick and continue. Just a suggestion.
Have you ever tried beer with your cereal?
Well, now I guess with Lucky Charms, it's very delicious. Very delicious. I like a good organic beer with my cereal. I'm a health person.
Nice fruity beer on top of it.
Exactly. If I'm going to go for beer in the morning, it's got to be like a microbrewery on top of the fruit and fiber. I think it's a good combination.
Yes.
Put that on your chest. A little maple syrup on the side never hurt either.
Cool. Well, yes. This is another episode of Friday Sunrise.
Probably our most mellow show yet.
Yes, it's been a pretty relaxed one. Just playing some tunes that we enjoy listening to. I hope you're enjoying them as well. And in fact, if there's anything that you, the wonderful listening audience, would like to hear, feel free to give us a shout here at the radio station, 604-822-2487. And,
we'll take requests today.
We're taking some requests, yeah.
Merc has a guitar, a banjo, a harmonica. He's got a mandolin, a fiddle, some drums.
And my tap dancing shoes.
An accordion. And his tap dancing shoes, a triangle, and tambourine. So he's ready to play whatever you request. Just call in, 604-822-UBC, and, we'll get that going on for you. And if you do answer the skill testing question right, and the question is, what song do you want to hear? Then we'll give you some free tickets to a show in Vancouver.
So that's 822-2487. We're taking requests today on Friday Sunrise.
All day. Well, at least for half an hour.
Yeah, actually only 25 minutes before the lovely Marie Bernard steps into the studio for a synchronicity spiritual talk for your
mind, body, and soul.
Yes. Well, maybe we should do another little backtracking session and let you know.
Information for the people?
Yes, exactly. We did start off this past set. It was a longer set. We heard a little bit of Christian Meazy and the Sirens off A Beautiful World. That was not Mama
got,
not gonna let it.
CBC voice going on. I love it.
My CBC voice.
It's your CBC voice. It's so smooth and soft.
Yes, well, I'm feeling pretty groovy this morning. Yes, and then we moved on to the Reckoners, whom we had in the studio a couple weeks ago. That was Ballad for Your Thoughts. We actually played that off of their website, thereckoners.ca, and they don't have that one on record. I do have a copy of their record called...
And the Sky Opened Up.
There you go. And the Sky Opened Up. That song was called Ballad for Your Thoughts, which is not on the record. There's six songs. They just played at Café du Soleil last Saturday, was it? And opening up for them was Jonas Chandel, which we also heard a couple more tracks from, but and that's where I picked up this CD, the Jonas Chandel one. Anyways, yeah, so that was what we heard from the Reckoners. We also heard Tobacco Brown, a good friend of ours, off of Bruised Gin. That was the 468 Blues. Now, he's going to be playing tomorrow night with a band called Field Assembly out of, I believe, Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah, they're from Ontario.
Yeah, so they're all playing tomorrow night at Café du Soleil. And we also heard a track from Field Assembly called Old Spell. And, yeah, so I'm going to be sure to check them out tomorrow night, Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. I'm going to be there to support my good buddy Tobacco Brown and check out some Ontario music.
Some Ontario music. Yes. Yeah, you know it. So, yeah, speaking of Ontario music, I'm probably going to try and track down a lot more of that for you. I'm going to be heading to Toronto myself in the next couple of weeks for a good chunk of time, and gonna do some phone interviews with Mark for the Friday Sunrise show, and interview some bands, and get some Toronto music on here. I know people tend to be all like grrr towards Toronto, but they do have some great music, and I'd love to see some Vancouver-Toronto rivalry happening as far as music goes.
Mm-hmm.
A little wrestling match for musicians. Guitar wrestling. Drum wrestling.
Can we just do tickle fights?
Tickle fights sound good too. I'm always up for a tickle fight.
Yeah. Yeah, so how many more shows are you going to be, how many more Friday Sunrises are you going to be live in studio for?
One more after this, I believe.
One more.
Yeah, and then I'm on a plane.
Oh, man.
Back to the sweaty.
Well, we're going to miss you, Jay.
Thanks, man.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you guys, too. I'm going to miss the big Van City.
Well, at least we'll still have you on the air. Do get those phone interviews done, and yeah, we'll keep it fresh.
Yeah, I'm gonna inundate you with music. It's gonna be. I'm excited.
I'm good. I'm good. It's good that you are. Yes. Moving on. Now that we got that covered, we did hear a band out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which is halfway to Ontario. That was the Deep Dark Woods off of Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. We heard Redwood Forest. And then we heard a couple more tracks from Jonas Chandel off of his latest solo project called... self-titled called Jonas Chandel. That was Drinking the Water and Burial Ground. Jonas Chandel out of Headwater. And he's actually playing a solo show in... July 31st at the Harmony Arts Festival in West Vancouver. Now, if you don't know who Jonas is, he also plays with a little band, fairly well-known band around Vancouver, Headwater. They just played at the Jericho Folk Club a couple days ago. And you can also check them out. They're playing shows all over the place. You can check them out at headwater.ca Friday, July 9th, the Lynn Valley Library. They play... That's one thing I love about Headwater is they play anything. They play big shows. They play little shows. They play to, like, you know, grandma and grandpa. Like,
play at the library.
They play at the library, exactly. Like,
and then they go on tour across Europe. And yeah. Splash. This is a fantastic band. Got to be one of Vancouver's...
Exactly. I mean, that's one thing I love about Headwater is their music can, I don't know, apply to people from all different walks of life. Like,
yeah. Great songwriting, great lyrics.
Just great musicians. Anyways, Headwater, great band, love them. From North Vancouver, and speaking of North Vancouver, man, I am just the king of segues. I'm telling you.
I'm getting jealous. When did you learn all these cool skills?
Speaking of North Vancouver, we're going to hear a little band out of North Vancouver called Big Tall Garden. This is a CD that I love. It's called Full Fathom 5. It was released back in 1995. And it is, I will have to say, this is definitely one of my favorite albums. Well, I could say of all time. I mean, for one reason, because it's very local and that I've listened to it 100 times. And I just love it. So anyways, we're going to hear a little song from A Big Tall Garden. And it's called 10 Feet Tall off of A Full Fathom 5. On Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver.
Won't you look me in the eye and smile at me when you walk by and make me feel like 10 feet tall? Maybe stop and talk to me to cure my curiosity and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Baby, if you got the time, please tell me what's on your mind and make me feel like 10 feet tall. All night long, 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 staring at the stars up in the sky. I'll tell you that I love ya, and all the reasons why you make me feel like, you make me feel like, you make me feel like 10 feet tall.
Won't you come with me tonight to see a show in black and white and make me feel like 10 feet tall? Call your might and kiss me when you say goodnight and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Remember when your roof fell and I helped to prop it up again? It made you feel like 10 feet tall. Well, now I'm slipping under two and all I really want is you to make me feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to the mountains. We'll stay up all night.
precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open my latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. There's about 6 minutes left in this mellow episode. And then Synchronicity Spiritual Talk Radio will be on next with Marie Bernard. So I want to say thanks for listening, Vancouver.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for all the requests we got. Unfortunately, we're out of time to play all of them. But next week, we'll try and get to those.
We'll get that list... That list is massive.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Listen next week to all the people who called in, and we will get all those requests on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the didgeridoo was not here. We had all those instruments, but that's the one we neglected, so we're not going to get to the didgeridoo request, but we'll have that for next week, too.
Next week. And next week will be the last week that Jason will be in Vancouver live in studio on Friday Sunrise before he heads out to Toronto.
So, are you shedding a single tear, Mike?
That was... Boing.
Yes, but you'll hear more of me. I'm not going anywhere. I'll just be a little further away.
Yes. So we started that last set of the day off with Big Tall Garden. That was 10 feet tall off of Full Fathom 5. We also heard a band out of Montreal, Quebec. That was Plants and Animals off of their latest La La Land. That was American Idol. And we just heard It's Thunder and It's Lightning from These Four Walls off of These Four Walls from We Were Promised Jetpacks, band out of Edinburgh, Scotland. And yeah, so I think we're going to close the show out with one last track from a band from Philadelphia called Dr. Dog. This is Shadow People. And don't forget, you can check out the podcast at
vanmusic.ca and, of course, on citr.ca. Later this afternoon, you can check out all the podcasts for all the Friday sunrises that you may have missed. Download it to your iPod and carry Mark and myself in your pocket wherever you go.
Yes, and don't forget to tune in this coming Tuesday. I will be filling in for Oswaldo Perez on the morning after show. That's Tuesday from 11:30 to 1. We have a band from East Vancouver called Wata Sun. It's going to be live in studio. So don't forget to check that out. All right, until next week.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Here's a little Dr. Dog.
The rain is falling. It's after dark. The streets are swimming with the sharks. It's the right night for the wrong company. And there ain't nothing around here to look at. Move along. Some plastic chair.